The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on this daf discusses the halacha of being makne something that's loyba la'olam, giving or selling or any other form of hakna, giving over to another person something that hasn't yet come to the world. I would like to take this opportunity and discuss this halacha in a very practical case. And perhaps this will shed light on the whole sugya of makne davar shelo bala ilam. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat Siman Reish Tes Sif Dalid Ein Adam Makne Dover Shalei Bala Eilam. A person cannot give over to another person to acquire something that hasn't yet come to the world. Bein Bimecher, Bein Bimatan Asbari, Bein Bimatan Ashchiv Mea. Whether he is selling it, whether he is giving it as a Matan Asbari present, whether he is giving it as a Matan Ashchiv Mea present, those are different, two different kinds of presents. It's beyond the scope of this year to get into them what they are, but no matter what kind of sale or present, he cannot give or sell something that hasn't yet come to the world. And the Shulchan Aruch gives examples. For example, if he wants to sell produce that hasn't yet grown, that would be considered davar shelo bala olam. If he wants to sell an animal that hasn't yet been born, a shifcha, a maid, a slave that hasn't yet been born, all those are considered davar shelo bala olam. And the halacha is however, in certain cases, when the lekeach went ahead and ate the peiros, if after the fruits came to the world and the buyer already took possession of the peiros, then we don't take them away. That's one halacha. Then the Mechaber says in Sif Hei, let's say there's something that's in the world, just that he doesn't yet have possession of it. Something exists, but it's not yet his. Such a thing is also like something that hasn't yet come to the world, that he wasn't koinet yet. And therefore, both of them could back out of such a sale. So this means, in other words, that if, let's say, you have a businessman, a wholesaler, that makes a business deal, that he's selling to a store owner, a whole large amount of produce, and the wholesaler doesn't yet have that produce in his warehouse. He never yet acquired it. It doesn't belong to him. He never purchased it. But he wants to make the transaction already today of that produce, of whatever that merchandise may be. The sale is invalid. That's considered davar shelo bala olam. Although he'll make, let's say, kinyan kesef, kinyan shtar, kinyan sudr, for that merchandise, since the seller doesn't yet have it, the sale is invalid. It's not chal. Okay. So I would like to give a practical example where this has big ramifications in halacha, and as I said before, perhaps it will shed light on this entire halacha. It's a minig ha'olam to sell chametz to a goy before Pesach. Many people fear the chas. Some people maybe are makpid, but the derech klal, people go to the rov and they sell their chametz before Pesach. In essence, they're making the rov a shliach, The Rav is their agent to sell the chametz on their behalf to the goy. They are selling the chametz to the goy. So, for example, if let's say Reuven has 10 loaves of bread in his freezer, he goes to the Rav and he makes the Rav a shliach. The Rav should sell his 10 loaves of bread to the goy for Pesach, and thereby avoiding the prohibition of Bali Motiv owning chametz during Pesach. Now what happens, and this is a twofold problem as we will see, what happens if a person doesn't yet have chametz? For example, he goes to the Rav, he makes the Rav a shliach to sell all chametz that he has and he will get before Pesach and Pesach. He sells to the goy all chametz that he has or even will have, and then in middle of Pesach he gets a delivery, he gets a present in the mail, he gets a sample of a free box of Cheerios, pure chametz, a full kezayis, more than a kezayis. So he did an unbelievable thing. He sold his chametz to the goy, and even sold the chametz that he hasn't yet bought to the goy. So lechayer, he got rid of bal yirah bal yimot. He did a tremendous oftu by that, and he sold his chametz to the goy. Even what didn't yet come, he lechayer solved a tremendous problem that he avoided bal yirah bal yimot for that chametz that came delivered to him on Pesach. It was a present that he hasn't yet gotten at the time of the sale. But then he included that in the sale. So our halacha tells us that even if he writes this explicitly in the contract and he tells this to the goy, the Rav tells this to the goy, it's invalid. It's not a good sale. So this should create a few problems. Now, I will say in the onset, many shtaris of Mechiras Chametz do have this clause included, and we'll discuss this, but this is one aspect of the problem. So the problem is, how are people avoiding the Isra of Chametz in such a case? And the question can be strengthened. And that is because if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Tes, in that same Siman, the Rama brings down a machloikis two dayos. What happens if somebody goes and he sells something that's leba la'olam, and in the same transaction together with something that is bala olam? For example, you have a wholesaler that will sell to one of his customers 1,000 containers. I don't know how they measure it, 1,000 containers of Cheerios or any other product, which he only owns at this current time half of it. But, you know, he's going to get it, so he makes the sale, he makes the transaction, and the delivery date, by the time he'll have the delivery date, he's sure, oh, he's confident he'll be able to deliver it to the customer. So the Ar Halacha says that the part that in what came, what is in his Rishos, is considered Bala Olam. He could make a sale, he could sell, but the amount that he doesn't yet have is loy balayim, and that he can't sell. That he can't make any transaction, and the mechira is not chal on it. Now, in this case, he included two things together. He included some things that are balayim together with some things that are loy balayim. Some of it he owns, and some of it he doesn't yet own. So, and this that. 2 days, according to some opinions, he sells together some things that he does own, together with some things that he doesn't own, or some things that are bala olam, together with some things that are loy bala olam. Some say that not only is the koine is the buyer not koine, the things that have not yet come to the world, they're also not koine, they also do not acquire, the transaction doesn't work on the things that have not yet come to the world. They are already in the world. Not only are the things that are not yet in the world, even the things that are in the world, the transaction does not work. And therefore, not only are the 500 pounds or whatever containers not sold, but nothing is sold. Nothing at all is sold. So with this, the Sefer Kelach Shel Ezoi, Simon Gimel asks like this, those that sell to the Goy before Pesach, all the chametz that they own, together with the chametz that they don't yet own, not only simply said, not only are they not accomplishing anything by selling what they don't yet own, because it's Sava Shalei Balaylam, but in fact they are even causing problems. Because according to some opinions, this will invalidate the sale even pertaining to the chametz that they do own already. Elamai, what are you going to say? But so what should people do with that chametz that's going to get delivered on Pesach? What's going to happen with that box of Cheerios? Are you going to tell me they're stuck? They're going to for sure be over by Yerah Bahimotze if they can't sell it? So the answer, the real answer is that they don't have to worry about that box of Cheerios that comes into their rishos. It's really halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in halachas of chametz, halachas Pesach, simin tof mem ches yifalav, in that same simin that the Shulchan Aruch talks about mechiras chametz, Shulchan Aruch says that if chametz gets delivered to a person, his rishos is not kindness, since a person doesn't want to be kind. Even though in your usual case, a chater is kindness shalei midas, but with chametz, a person doesn't want to be kindness, so the chater is not kindness. Unless he'll say specifically that he does want to be kindness, but in the regular case, the chater is not kindness. So you really don't have to worry about this chametz that's going to come into your rishos. Just say you don't want to be kindness, the chater might be better, whatever, you don't even have to say it. Just don't be kindness. Don't say, I'm kind of the Cheerios. Have in mind, you don't want to be kind of the Cheerios, and you won't be kind of the Cheerios. What do you want to do? You want to do, be frummer than Shulchan Aruch, and you don't have to do anything. I don't know if it's considered even frummer, but you want to go and do something that's unnecessary at all, according to Shulchan Aruch. And then, you're, in fact, not only not gaining anything, you're even losing, because there's a possibility that your entire sale is invalidated. Now, so what do they do? So what do the people that do insert this clause, they are aware of this problem. So they do is they write that that even if part of the kinyan, even if part of the transaction can't work, it should not invalidate the other part of the transaction, and putting in such a clause will remove this issue. It will block the invalidation. In other words, it will prevent, although part of the sale is on something that hasn't yet come to the world, since he speaks out that although part of the sale isn't working, nevertheless the other part of the sale should work, so then the part of the sale that could work does work. But says the Kelach Shel Ezoi, since you're not accomplishing anything, even though you do put in such a clause, so you're not losing anything because you have such a clause, but why put it in? Why put it in and then write such a clause that it's not invalidating? Just don't put in anything that's invalid, and you won't have to put in a second clause to say that you're not invalidating the way that it really could theoretically invalidate. So there is a Madani Shmuel, Sefer Madani Shmuel, that's a Sefer written on the Kitta Shulchan Aruch. This is in Simen Kuf Yudalit Ois Lamed, that he brings down this problem. He also discusses this problem that you're not able to sell chametz shalei b'la'olam. So what are you doing by including chametz that you don't yet own into the mechiras chametz? And he says there's one possibility that you are able to sell this chametz shalei b'la'olam. And that is one of the kinyanim, when they make mechiras chametz, they make many kinyanim. One of them is the kinyan of si tumta, which is based on the concept of minos. And there are some opinions that if you make the kinesi tumta, could work on a dava shalei b'la'ilam. So there is that possibility that you are able to sell to the goy the chametz that will come into your rishos. So according to this, you may be gaining something and you're not going to lose anything, so that would be the reason to include this clause that you're including the chametz that's going to get shipped to you, delivered to you, and then putting in the second clause that in case the sale is invalid regarding the chametz that you don't yet own, or regarding anything else, that should not invalidate anything else of the sale. So there is reason. This Madan Ishmael would explain why there is reason to include that in the sale. Although according to strict halach, it's unnecessary. It would be like a chumra yisera to go and add that into the bill of sale of the Mechiras Chametz. But there's another issue that is raised by the Poskim, and this is perhaps a more serious issue. And there's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Nazir. Here we discussed if one person is selling chametz or anything, shalei b'la'ilam. There's a Gemara in Nazir with the Tosfos of the Nazir Daf Yud Beis that a person cannot make a shliach on dover shalei b'la'ilam. He cannot send the agent to sell something for him of something that hasn't yet come to the world, or, as we said, something that hasn't yet come into his rishon, something he doesn't yet own. So this would mean that you can't appoint somebody to sell on your behalf something that you don't yet own. Such shlichus doesn't work. So let's say you have a wholesaler that doesn't yet own merchandise. He wants to appoint somebody in his staff to be his agent to sell the merchandise. The agency, the shlichus, doesn't work because it hasn't yet come to the world. So now, by Mechiras Chametz, in essence, a person is telling the Rav that its Rav should be his Shliach to sell the Chametz. Now he wants the Rav, let's say he goes to the Rav to sell his Chametz 10 days before Pesach. Then after he goes to the Rav, he buys 5 loaves of bread and puts them in his freezer to use immediately after Pesach. So he knows he sold the Chametz to the guy. He told the Rav to be his Shliach, to be his agent, and sell all the Chametz that he owns on his behalf. The problem is that he made his shliach before he owned the chametz that he's selling. And shlichus doesn't work on something shalei b'la'ilam. So there are numerous ways to go around this problem. One of the ways is that some achrayim say that if you wrote a shtar hashah, if you wrote a paper affirming that you appointed him as a shliach, then, and you wrote specifically that you appointed him to be a shliach, to be an agent to sell even things that you didn't yet acquire, it could work. Another way to answer the question is by saying that only if it's only a shliach, but if he's a worker for you, then he could do things, you could appoint him to do things for things that haven't yet come to the world. And since people pay the Rav, so he's like a poyel, and in that way he's able to sell chametz. You can appoint him to sell the chametz that you haven't yet bought. There are other ways to answer the question, but the Poskim say that it definitely is more l'chatchila to avoid the whole question and to appoint the Rav as a shliach after you already own, you already have in possession all the chametz that you plan on selling to the goy. And if for some reason you already appointed the Rav beforehand, you should go and tell the Rav again, appoint him again, even after you acquired, a second time after you acquired the chametz that you intend to have the Rav sell on your behalf to the goy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.